Sorry to interrupt your music, but if you shop online, you need to hear this. Truth is, there are deals out there you're probably not getting. That's why there's Honey. Honey is a free browser extension that scans the internet for discounts when you shop online, then applies the biggest savings to your cart automatically. It works on Amazon, Nike, Best Buy, Target, practically everywhere you shop. Exactly. Add Honey for free at joinhoney.com/audio. That's joinhoney.com/audio.
Tatooine Sons, a Star Wars podcast, is a proud member of the Making Star Wars Podcast Network, the two-time winner of the Fan Favorite Podcast Network from the Star Wars Podcast Awards. To learn more, go to makingstarwars.net. Welcome, Star Wars fans, to this very special episode 75 of Tatooine Sons. This week, we're joined by Tristan Livingston, Samuel the Hutt's best friend who's visiting from California. Tristan is a prequelist, especially as it relates to the Clone Wars. Tristan will be getting our hot takes on his favorite moments and storylines from the Clone Wars, and then we'll spend the rest of the show previewing Season 6 coming to Disney Plus this November.
Well, you want the bad news or the really bad news?
It's time for Tatooine Sons.
It's true. It's true. All of it.
What is the name of the Porg on the Millennium Falcon?
The Force is strong in my family.
What do you think his name is? It's a big moment.
I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
Maybe Turbis?
Do or do not. There is no try.
Turbis? Pablo, if you're listening to this live stream, that Porg's name is now Turbis. It's a good Star Wars name.
We're not done yet.
These guys record an awesome podcast called Tatooine Sons. Everybody listen to it.
Welcome, Star Wars fans. This is Tatooine Sons, your weekly look into all things Star Wars. From the unique perspective of a father sharing his love for the amazing space fantasy saga with his two sons. I am BB Nate, and I'm joined first by my brother, Samuel the Hutt.
Achuta Star Wars fans, thanks for tuning in. And if you're not a Star Wars fan, well, maybe even if you are a Star Wars fan, you may not be as big of a Clone Wars fan as my bro, Tristan.
Yeah. Welcome, Tristan.
Thank you. It's going to be
all right. A little nervous about doing this. Never done this kind of thing before, have you?
Nope, never done it.
You're going to do great because you love Star Wars. And as long as you're just talking Star Wars, just don't even worry about it.
There's not a mic here.
The 47 million people that are not really. Hold on.
Great kid! Don't get cocky!
No, like the 14 people that are listening to our podcast, you don't have to worry about them. Just let's all sit around and talk about Star Wars, okay?
All right, good.
And of course, you can have Star Wars without bizarre father figures. So on that note, here's my dad's bow tie Jedi guy.
I forgot to mention, though, that Tristan Harloff here might go out on a profanity-laden rant.
Probably.
About why, you know, something didn't go his way with Star Wars fandom. Is that...
I got a bad feeling about this.
Or I could do with this one, too. Hold on.
Impressive. Every word in that sentence was wrong.
Either one of those worked. Now, this is not Tristan Harloff. This is Tristan Livingston, our buddy from California. How's it going, Tristan?
Pretty good.
Good?
Yeah.
Good. So tell us a little bit about, what you've been doing out here with us. You came out to visit your bro and your friend here, Sam, celebrate his birthday. What are some of the things that we've done over the last week or so?
Well, over the past week, you know, we've just kind of been hanging out, and we've gone shooting. We've gone to, decent restaurants. We went to an arcade, which was, all retro arcades, and they were all free, so, you know, any attempts you want, you can finish a game if you want to do one of them.
That was a blast.
It was so much fun. But Went to go see Endgame again today. I've already seen it, but we went to go see it again. So
that was fun.
Oh, it was
awesome. Well, very cool. Well, we're really excited to have you here. Thank you so much for being a part of our show this week. We're excited to talk Clone Wars with you. I knew you said that you were a Clone Wars fan, and Sam and Nate have been telling me that you were like a super Clone Wars fan. But then I heard you like talk, like we pulled that quote from earlier.
Well, you want the bad news? Or the really bad news.
Of course, we knew that was Ahsoka from the Clone Wars, but he's like, oh, that's from the Mortis arc. And he's like, starts going off in the pre, like we were preparing. I'm like, oh, this guy really is a Clone Wars fan. So, that's going to be good. So, well, guy, yeah, so you guys went shooting the other day.
We're going to go again tomorrow. Just
you're going to go again tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. That's pretty cool. Yeah. What have you been doing while they're out, like, shooting guns?
Not much. Picking up around the house.
So, like, are you the Cinderella?
Yeah.
Right now, of this family? That's okay. You're the one that's going to get the glass slipper, and this is getting weird, so I'm going to move on.
Let's
okay.
just move on.
All right. And it's going to get a little weirder.
Oh.
Right now.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, because we had a voice message this weekend from someone extremely famous. And we haven't even shared this with our Patreon supporters yet. So those of you that are watching on Patreon or on Facebook Live because you're on our Patreon feed, you know, we're excited to share this with you as well. It's really hard to even begin to put into words the amazing situation that we've been put in when we got this voice message.
It's unbelievable.
I guess all I can really do is just go ahead and start playing. Yeah, so it'll speak for us, literally. It'll speak for itself.
Hello there. This is Sean Connery. You might recognize me as the voice of the dragon. I was the last one. Also, one of my extraordinary performances that I've always been proud of is Gandalf in Lord of the Rings, also Dumbledore in Harry Potter. But I would say one of my favorite roles of all time was playing the Jedi in Star Wars as Obi-Wan Kenobi. Not Obi-Wan Kenobi, Obi-Wan. Wan, like a magic wand without a D. Anyway, your podcast is my favorite podcast, and may the Force be with you. Don't stare into those suns on Tatooine. You'll burn your eyes out.
Wow! Unbelievable!
This is madness.
Can you believe we got a voice message from Sean Connery?
I can't.
I didn't know that Sean Connery played so many iconic roles.
I know.
I mean, he was a great actor, but he was in Harry Potter, is what, Dumbledore? Is that what they said?
Yeah.
And then he played some dragon. I don't even know what dragon he's talking about. One of the God's honest truth. I couldn't even figure that one out. And then he said, what else?
Gandalf. He's freaking Gandalf.
I thought that was Ian McKellen.
And then he was Obi-Wan.
And then
the shock.
Breaking news. Hold on. There we go. Breaking news. It was not Sir Alec Guinness that played Ben Kenobi in Star Wars A New Hope. It was
Sean Connery.
And he left us a voicemail about that. And then he gave us some great advice.
Yeah.
To tell us not to stare into the twin suns because our eyes might go out.
So
that's good. I mean, did you know that we were as amazing of a podcast as to have Sean Connery send us a voice message?
Well, I knew you guys were an amazing podcast because I listened to you long ago. And I didn't know it was like that big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nor did we.
Yeah.
It's a shock to us too.
Impressive. Every word in that sense was wrong.
Yeah, so maybe that wasn't Sean Connery. But thank you,
still not entirely
whatever
sure
your
who
name
that
is.
Was.
For mystery person. Yeah, I mean, I followed you. I can't remember your name. I just know Sean Connery. But thank you. Your support was amazing, and I would love for maybe sometime other amazing stars. And celebrities will send us voice messages in the future that we can play on here. That would be really fun. Maybe we should move on.
Yeah, probably. Okay.
Why don't we go ahead and move on into this week's podcast poll of the week?
Are you brainless? I never ask that question until after I've done it. What?
All right, so I understand. I've mislabeled this one. I called it this week's podcast poll of the week. I got criticized during the bumper.
Get out.
It is last week's podcast poll of the week. Once again, I got to get that right. Last week's topic was all about the Han Solo being... You want to grab your fidget cube so you can fidget with it and not turn our recording off?
I didn't turn our recording off.
Huh? You almost did. All right. Anyway, last week's was all about the crazy theory that Han Solo had an illicit affair on Leia while Leia was training with Luke, is a theory, between Return of the Jedi
and
The Force
Awakens, and had
a child. And that child is Rey.
Right after we finished recording our podcast, Pablo went to Twitter and was like,
But then Jason Ward responded and said, no, Pablo, he basically says, I respect you, Pablo, but if the timeline didn't work, we would never have even talked about it. The timeline works. So he's going up against Pablo Hidalgo.
Ooh.
On that stuff one. Anyway, okay. The question was, if Kylo Ren is lying, then what's up with Rey's parents? Now, I normally give us a week to have a podcast poll, but I didn't change the length of the poll on when I tweeted this out. So it was only 24 hours. We had almost 300 votes,
277
votes.
That's pretty good for this.
That's pretty good. Poll. Yep. We had Han Solo Skywalker. She's a clone, or some other personal favorite theory that you've come up with. So before we give you our results, we're going to get Tristan's opinion on this. Who is Rey?
I don't think Kylo Ren's lying.
So you don't think that he's lying in the first place?
I don't think he's lying in the first place. Because, how I think of it is, and they have to, make a whole story arc on Rey's parents specifically. And that's just going to distract from the, if they do that in Rise of Skywalker, it's just going to distract from, the main point of the movie. And I just don't think, I don't think he was lying in the first place. So that's just my opinion on it.
Okay. So your vote would probably be the other comment below.
Correct.
Because you don't think that he's lying.
Yeah, I don't think he's lying.
Okay. Very, very, hold on.
Impressive. Most impressive.
You sided with all of our fans, our listeners. I don't know if we have a lot of fans, but we have some listeners. We actually have one guy that was a fan. Manny. Yes, remember we were at the Mile High Comics on Friday. Yeah.
That was so crazy.
That was pretty cool. We were walking through, getting ready to check out. We were getting some comics, some Star Wars comics and some other stuff. Mm-hmm. Batman comics, stuff like that. And World's largest comic book store. We're not sponsored by them, but if they want to sponsor us,
that's pretty cool, though.
We'd be cool with that.
Really cool place.
It was awesome. It was amazing. And it's
massive.
It's 45,000 square feet and 10 million comics, and then you can order from them on their website. And they update it daily.
And they have exclusive variants.
And if you want to sponsor our show, you can. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm winking. If you're listening on the podcast, know that I'm winking. Okay. We were walking, get ready to check out. We hear this, excuse me. And I'm turning around there this guy goes, are you guys the Tatooine Sons? And we're yeah, we are. And this is a couple hours after we get Tristan off the airplane.
Right.
And Tristan's like, oh my God, you're famous. And it's no, this guy was in town for the Denver Pop Culture Con, and he was at the comic book store doing some work that he had to do because he's a liaison between a comic book publisher and the store. And he saw us and he listens to us. He follows us on Twitter. You should check out their podcast, Holocron Speakers is their podcast. We'd love for you guys to check them out. But anyway,
that was pretty crazy.
So it was like we had fans, right? And we were see, Tristan, this happens to us all the time.
Especially at Celebration.
Impressive.
Well, Celebration's
every word in that sense was wrong.
Yeah, but we weren't even E-list celebrities at Celebration, so let's not even go there, all right? We had 12 people come up to us and go hey, you guys are Tatooine Sons. It was Yoda Bauer and Megan Armstrong and the people that we interact with all the time.
Cool.
They knew we were going to be there and they were looking for us.
12 people is 12 people.
12 people is 12 people, right? Okay. So anyway, 38% chose other comments.
35.
Dang it.
You need your glasses.
I do need my glasses. 35.
Jinx.
Wow. 35%. chose other comment below, and we'll read a couple of those comments in a minute. 30%, which is pretty close, chose that she's a Skywalker. Not so sure that they were thinking of the Skywalker theory that we talked about on the last episode, which I would totally lose my cookies if they did that. I would be really excited. Okay.
But you really can't talk about it with Tristan on the air because he hasn't listened
to that episode because it's came
and
out.
And he hasn't read about Thrawn.
And he hasn't read Thrawn, so it'd be spoiler alert. 21% thinks she's a clone. I think you may be right. Okay. And then 14% said that Han Solo is the daddy. All right. And are you surprised by any of these results, guys?
Nah, not really. Well, the clone's a little bit higher than I thought it'd be. No. Skywalker's a lot higher than I thought it'd be.
What did you think was going to win it? Not what you would have voted, but what would you think of won?
Probably clone.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, BB Nate?
I thought that other comic below would win. I think people want to express their theories because yep. There's a lot of people that do that.
Your argument, Tristan, for the reason why it should be nobody and Kylo Ren's not lying is actually probably the best argument that you can give for that. And the fact is that they would have to develop so much plot to answer right. Not just the who her parents are, but why that was different from what we heard in The Last Jedi. It would create, take up like two-thirds of the movie.
And the Skywalker theory that we're talking about doesn't interfere with what Kylo said.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Alright. So we got Adam O'Dell. We met Adam at Star Wars Celebration. He was one of those guys that came up to him and was like, hey, Tatooine Sons, it's Adam O'Dell. He goes by Pilot Number 4. That's a reference to his status, I think, with the Resistance broadcast. He's one of their Patreon supporters. He's pretty pumped about that. And then his what is that Twitter username? Whatever they call that. His handle is Odell Adam, O-D-L-E Adam. And he replied back. He thinks he's lying or possibly misinterpreting a vision. Hmm. Interesting. Hmm. One thing we know about the Force visions in Star Wars is that they are never what they seem. Yoda warned of their danger. What do you guys think about that?
I mean, he's not wrong. I mean, they are always unclear and can be changed, but I don't think there's been a vision that we've seen that's been completely wrong.
No, but the interpretations, and this is something that goes back to the Master and Apprentice book that came out. They talk a lot about this in Master and Apprentice, that that prophecy and visions are flawed because they can have multiple paths or multiple interpretations. In fact, Qui-Gon's one of the whole plot lines of that is Qui-Gon has a vision, and the question is whether or not that vision is actually the way he's interpreting that vision in Master and Apprentice is actually the way things are going to play out. If you haven't read the book yet, I don't want to spoil it. You'll just have to see. Okay. All right, who's got the next one?
That's me. So this is the rise of Daniel Sotir.
Sotir, sure.
Sotir. And his handle is at DanRS87.
All right.
And he says, I think it could be more trying to manipulate her by making her want to forget the past. I think Abrams will go more in depth with her about her parentage, and he did say that there's more to her parents. It's possible she gets turned into a Skywalker or Solo, or there's a new lineage, and then he tagged on to that. I think Abrams will do what he can to bring the trilogy full circle.
Interesting. All right. So he is lying, but the purpose is to try to manipulate her with this and try to twist it.
The Sith never lie.
But
Master and Apprentice, I'm
assuming. No, not Master and Apprentice.
Wow, is that bringing in Master and Apprentice?
It's a great book. You should check it out. You can go to audibletrial.com/Tatooine Sons and get a free trial. Let's do it for free. Just thought I'd mention that. It'd be cool. anyway, what were we talking about?
The lying.
He's not Sith.
He said himself that he wasn't.
No, none of them are Sith.
Not now.
Snoke, it's clear in The Force Awakens and the Last Jedi novelizations that both Snoke and Kylo Ren are not Sith.
Hmm.
So he could lie.
Okay.
Interestingly enough.
Well, to add to that, it could be Palpatine because, could be Palpatine in some way, shape, or form.
Manipulating things, maybe manipulating the visions or the things that they both have seen. This is actually a really good point.
That's good.
All right. We're going to have you on the show more often, bro. Okay. it's a really good point. He could be the one, Snoke was manipulating in The Last Jedi, he says. He was manipulating the Force time, connection. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. The Force Skype or whatever that they were doing. Yeah. with that. He said he was manipulating that. He bridged their minds, is what he said.
Right, yeah, he said that.
But even he didn't see the whole thing that was going to happen. His interpretation, interestingly enough, of the visions that he saw of what Kylo Ren was going to do was actually misinterpreted. Remember? Because Kylo Ren, he's like, I even now he's getting ready to kill his his enemy and all that kind of stuff. It's actually Snoke that he kills. But maybe you're right. Maybe, Tristan, that that the Emperor planted this memory and this vision that of Rey's parents that we see in that scene in the elevator and all that stuff. Maybe Palpatine's planted that in there to help force both of them to make some bad decisions.
Just see, like, Snoke puppeting Kylo, and then Palpatine puppeting Snoke.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty amazing. All right. Last one. From you, you got that, BB Nate?
I do. So, Sarah Haas.
Haas, okay.
Haas.
Yeah.
And her Twitter handle is at SEH221.
Okay.
Okay. And she said, I honestly can't even consider that he's lying. I'm trying for the sake of the poll, but I can't hop on any of them. It is also clear to me, and ultimately she's the one who says and accepts it.
Okay, so she's thinking that, you know, Rey confirms it. She's the one that actually says her parents are nobody. He keeps saying, you know this, you've seen it, you know, and she's the one that says they're nobody, right? And that's that whole sequence that takes place. She can't go there. She's with you on that. Although I think your Emperor thing is actually really intriguing.
Thank you.
And we got something special we're going to do this week. I don't know why. I think we're going to start doing this for at least a few weeks and see how that works. Okay. If you comment on our Twitter podcast poll of the week and we choose your comment to be on our show the next week, we're going to send you a Make Turbis Canon sticker for participating.
Dang.
Is that cool? So Adam, Daniel, and Sarah, we're going to reach out to you, get your guys' address, send you guys a Make Turbis Canon sticker. All right. So on that note, we'll sign off with the poll, move on to the next thing with one last thing we have to say.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right. Well, as we talked about earlier in the show, Tristan, you are a Clone Wars super fan, and you and your dad and your brothers, you've got three brothers, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Four brothers, right?
Four brothers.
Four brothers. One, three at home.
Yep.
Okay. And you guys, like, it's just on loop. Clone Wars is on
when
pretty
it was
much
on yeah.
all the yeah. time when it was on the Netflix, right?
Pretty much for the most
waiting
part.
Waiting for Disney Plus to come out so you can watch it again?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So you know this thing inside and out. All right. And we've been really transparent with all of our listeners and our viewers that we came into the Clone Wars well after season five was over, while after it was the lost episodes were on Netflix or any of that stuff. And so, you know, we're not as well versed. We've watched the whole series maybe once.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, some of the episodes we've seen a couple times, but for the most part, it's all just been one go through.
So we thought it would be fun since JG had another obligation this week to have you ask us three questions and get our hot takes on stuff. We don't know what the questions are, but Tristan is going to get our hot takes on the Clone Wars.
This is where the fun begins.
Well, you want the bad news or the really bad news?
Impressive. Every word in that sentence was wrong.
All right, so the first question I'm going to ask is, you know, it's a pretty basic question. What is your favorite story arc in the Clone Wars?
Ooh. Wow, that's that for me, that's pretty easy. I'm going to let the other guys go.
Okay, so I'm kind of tied. It's either the Mortis arc, because that's just a crazy arc, or
crazy.
The Yoda arc, because that's also just a...
Now, the Yoda arc, that's in the last episodes, right?
I think so. Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why? Why? Okay, why do you like that one so much? Because we've talked about Mortis like crazy.
It's crazy the side of the Force that we see. You know, we're seeing Sith
force ghosts and these visions, this weird force planet. I mean, the priestesses. It was just a crazy episode. And I just love
seeing... Oh, yeah, the Wills are in that.
Yeah. Love seeing sides of the force that we haven't seen before. And that and Mortis do that really well. So that's why I like that.
That's pretty cool. What about you, BBD?
So, like him, it's either the Mortis arc or the... first arc of the Lost episodes.
Which is which? Whichever
arc is that? When the clones...
That's the Domino one, isn't it?
Yes.
Where it's like the Domino squad, yeah.
See? He's brilliant. The first arc of the Lost seasons is the Domino arc. I'm like, oh.
I like don't even really...
But we could do that with the Rebels series, so we get... Yeah. That's the way we are, so...
So Domino is the Domino one is when they're, like, training. You see them training.
That's season three. The last one is, like, when they find out... The one of the lost, I don't remember what it's called.
The lost season, whatever.
But that's the one where they find where Fives finds out about Order 66.
Yeah, and he kills a Jedi, and they're going through this whole thing.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay. I'm
following. And Fives is, and it's where they like the Order 66 stuff is.
Yeah.
Is like starting to seed out.
Rex
and yeah.
They'll take out the chips. Okay.
So you like that one a lot.
I do. Okay. I've always liked that one. Right.
You guys both mentioned it, but for me, it's like no doubt. It is the Mortis arc. Those three episodes, I think, are going to end up having more of an impact on the future of Star Wars than anything else. They came into play at the end of Rebels. No, they did. They came into play at the end of Rebels, which Tristan has never seen.
I've not seen Rebels. Sad. Well, because I don't have live TV, and I'm waiting until Disney Plus comes out.
So. I really want that. I needed that. I'm going to have to put it on there before we do this again. The I need to go home and rethink my life quote from Attack of the Clones, because we're going to have to fix that at least. We're going to watch a few episodes. Maybe while we eat our pumpkin pie after tonight.
My gosh.
We can watch a couple episodes of it. Anyway, it comes into play at the end of Rebels. There's this new theory that I've seen going around just in the last week. On social media, where they are connecting the Mortis arc at the end of Rebels to some stuff that happens in the throne room in The Last Jedi with the Praetorian Guard and the battle there.
I think I've heard of this.
This is really interesting. It is also interesting to note that Rian Johnson has gone on record a couple of times in interviews stating that as he was writing The Last Jedi, Dave Filoni sent him the Mortis arc from The Clone Wars and encouraged him to write it. And the whole theme of The Last Jedi
is
not let the past die. That is a mistake. That doesn't happen in that movie.
No.
That's what Kylo Ren wants to happen.
Right.
That gets put away. The theme of The Last Jedi is the balance of the Force, which is the theme
which is coming into play so much
of the Mortis arc. All right,
and that's coming into play so much more in the modern or in the new.
Yeah, game. I love Mortis. All right, so we got to ask you.
Well, I'm going to add to your.
Okay, go for it. Yeah.
So, what I love Mortis too. It's not my favorite arc, but
you'll tell us in a second what that is.
But I think it's great because mainly, you know, there was a line by Sun. He was all like. I think it was, I don't know who he was talking to, but I think he was talking to Anakin, and Anakin was all like, are you a Sith? And he says, no, I'm not a Sith. In fact, I want to destroy the Sith. And it just ties into play with Snoke and Kylo, because they're not Sith, but they're still dark side
users. Right.
This is so true. Because
it's not about your allegiance to one side, it's about the balance.
Exactly.
Awesome. So,
but Rey isn't technically a Jedi yet. But
she's not a Jedi.
Well, that may change in The Rise of Skywalker, because we're looking into the future.
Exactly.
And the future is always hard to see. As you
future
said.
By its nature can be changed.
That's right. All right. So what's your favorite arc?
So my favorite arc has to be the Domino training squadron. Like, you know, just the training.
The whole element of it, or just the season three?
Season three and kind of, you know, it's kind of the same arc when you think about it, because it's still following Domino Squad. And I just like it because it shows more about just the clones specifically and how they just like grow up to become
fighters. That's where 99 gets introduced.
And that's...
I mean, I did find it interesting to see the training program that a clone undergoes. Fantastic.
And a little honorable mention is one episode is a Grievous episode, and we're like Kit Fisto, and his Padawan. A Jedi.
Grievous is Leia or
and
something?
His Grievous is Leia.
I think it was like one of the very first episodes.
Yeah, it's season one, I think.
Yeah.
And one of the coolest episodes because it just showed how, like, Grievous is just really awesome, and like, you know, he's kind of a coward because he just really threw everything he could at him.
Right, he didn't actually ever do much.
Yeah, he didn't really do anything. He threw his guards at him, he threw traps at him, and then when he actually fought the Padawan almost beat him, But then Grievous pulled out a blaster and just shot him like that.
Yeah. Which is why I like Tartakovsky's Grievous better. But anyway, we talked about that enough. Yeah. Okay. Next question.
All right. The next question is, so it's not really about the Clone Wars, you know, but it's about season 7 a little bit. And
okay, let's correct that because we've been calling it season 7. And apparently Disney and Lucasfilm and Star Wars is not calling the new season that's coming out this November season 7. No. They're calling it season 6.
Okay.
And they're taking the one season that we are calling the lost episodes, mm-hmm. and they're just setting those aside.
Really?
So what they're trying, I think what we can gather from this, and we'll talk about this in the main segment, but what we can gather from this is like their plan was to see season 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then you have these lost episodes that are sort of extra stuff that you can throw in there.
Okay.
With it. Because the story of the Clone Wars animated series is about Ahsoka Tano, and she's not in those episodes.
That's right. True.
Okay. So anyway.
So I know it's going to show Ahsoka's side mainly in the new season. So do you think season 6 will show more flaws in the Jedi Order?
Ooh, that's a good question. Mm-hmm. BB Nate, will season 6 of Clone Wars show more of the flaws of the Jedi Order?
I think it will expose more of them because we already saw a good amount of those in the past seasons of Clone Wars.
Well, the way that the whole season 5 ends is about exposing the Jedi Order.
Yeah.
Right. And then you got Dooku Jedi Lost, which just came out too, which is all about the corruption.
Yep.
So I really think that they will expose a lot of the problems with the Jedi Order, the flaws, everything that's really wrong with it. I think Ahsoka, she likes being a Jedi. She understands it. She's the light side of the Force. But I really think she doesn't agree with the morals and the things that the Jedi Council decides to do. I just don't think she likes that.
What about you? Do you think this is going
to
happen?
Oh, totally. With her having to come back, too, there's going to be some... I don't think animosity is the word. I don't think that applies in this.
Yeah, apprehension and some animosity works, too. Yeah, either one of those.
Yeah, so I think there'll be some animosity, some distrust between her and the Jedi. I mean, that's obviously the case. It'll be interesting to see what Anakin starts to feel when he sees that Ahsoka's come back. It's going to be a tough thing to watch, I feel like. Mm-hmm. I definitely think we'll see some corruption exposed.
Awesome. I'm 100% behind this happening. The Jedi Order is going to be exposed. What we have to remember is that Clone Wars, the animated series, really is not just designed to give us the stories of the Clone Wars as it relates to, you know, what we heard with Ben Kenobi and Luke and in Ben's hut and the, you know, when everybody started getting excited about what was that Clone Wars that he's talking about. What we also get from this, one of the primary reasons purposes of this series is to show what happened to cause Anakin Skywalker to become so distrustful of the Jedi Council that he betrays them and turns to the dark side, becomes a Sith, and sides with Emperor Palpatine, sides with Darth Sidious. Ahsoka Tano's story is why this happens.
Oh, yeah.
And so while I think that we're going to see the long-awaited, we'll talk about this in the main segment, but the long-awaited reunion of Anakin and Ahsoka, and I think it's going to be beautiful, I think that we're going to see some things with Ahsoka and with Anakin that are going to cause us to better understand the mindset of Anakin Skywalker when that title crawl in Revenge of the Sith finishes up and we see those fighters in the Battle of Coruscant and everything that's going to go on beyond that. So we're going to be... Yeah, you are 2 for 2 with your questions, brother. All right? Not to mention your input on that. So let's see if you can go for the Triple Crown. Let's go. What's the third one?
All right. So the third one, you know, I told them that I wasn't going to include this question. I accidentally, like, you know, leaked it when I was in the car with them.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm the only one that's having to hot take this?
Yes. Well, I didn't...
Well, no, I wasn't expecting that to answer this question. So.
Okay,
so you lied to him, but you've heard it.
Yeah.
So you know what it is.
Now I do.
So there was a leak. There was a YouTube video.
So it's only true from a certain point of view?
Yes.
See, it's perfect. All right, go for it.
So on a YouTube video I saw, it was, I don't know if you're familiar with Knights of the Old Republic, but it was Mortis episode, and it was Sun, and he was bowing at, like, this Force ghost, and the Force ghost was Darth Revan. And it was the idea of Revan, if it wasn't tossed in the Mortis episode, where would Sun go from there?
So, okay, help me understand. So it was just like a fan-made video?
No, it was a
deleted scene.
What? I have not seen this.
You've not heard of this?
Never heard of this.
I'd heard of it.
You heard of this?
It came out, I think it was a couple years
ago. So there was a deleted scene of the Mortis Sun?
talking to
Darth Revan?
Ghost of Revan.
Oh my gosh. I don't even remember what the question is. I'm still thrown back by the rest. What's the question?
Well, where would Sun go from there if he actually talked to Darth Revan?
I have no idea how to answer that question. Go.
I'm not going to go from what would the Sun do, but more how would that impact the series. I feel like it wouldn't really impact the series a whole lot, just because it's a Force ghost and he's just talking to him. But I feel like it would have been more of just like a quick fan service, you know, to all the Old Republic fans. Oh my gosh, Revan's canon in some way now, right? Just like Bane was a Old Republic.
Yeah, he was part of the Old Republic.
So just like that. I feel like they've got more plans for Revan, and that's why they took it out. Because he's just such an iconic character from such an iconic game that they didn't want to just kind of... It's like a throwaway moment. I feel like they've got more for him, so that's why they took it out. But it's a crazy scene. It's pretty neat.
I 100% agree with that. But I really think that your question was, where would the Sun go after that? I think seeing the Revan in the Sith ghost form, I think would... really have impacted the Lost episodes if they was in there. I think that would really done more with Darth Bane's character as well. And then it may...
So this was a deleted scene from the Mortis arc?
Yes.
Okay. It wasn't a deleted scene from like the Darth Bane episodes in the Lost episodes?
No.
Okay.
So I really think that it would have impacted more of the series, but the Sun himself, I'm sure that he has talked to Revan multiple times if he A, knew where he was... by the deleted scene, and B, he's a...
Gosh, I'm sitting
here. Okay, Revan in the games, is Revan a Sith?
Yes, he is a Sith.
That wouldn't work. Because...
No.
The Sun...
Revan is a Jedi that becomes a Sith that comes back to the light, and he's much more of, like, balance of the Force type kind of stuff.
Because the Sun said that he wanted to get rid of the Sith.
He's not Sith anymore, though.
He's not Sith.
Yeah. So it goes from light side Revan, light Revan, to Darth Revan, to light, and then rogue Jedi Revan, which is balanced. He's both light and...
Like a gray Jedi.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I've got to see this, and I'm going to check it out after the show, because I've not seen this, and I'm a little disappointed in myself. But having said all of that, I think, first of all, we've got Mortis being brought in with this, which I think makes it really important. We've got, they were making plans to bring Revan into canon through this story. Mm. They decided not to, so it hasn't happened yet, apparently. But there's also tons of rumors that there's some Old Republic stuff coming, that's going to be made canon. Hmm. So I love this. I don't know what it means for the future, but I think that it does mean more Mortis stuff in the future of Star Wars, which that makes me very happy.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring is prime home buying season, so if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock a low rate, which can save you money every month on your new mortgage. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
All right, well, now, Tristan, we definitely built you up over the last few episodes as a Clone Wars superfan, you did not disappoint in hot takes. You've proven yourself. You know significantly more about the Clone Wars arcs than I think we ever will with that. So congratulations on this. So this must, this time that we're in must be in a pretty exciting time for you as we're inching closer to a long-awaited conclusion of this series and the release of Season 6 this November with Disney+. For sure. Yeah, so we want to get your thoughts on these expected story arcs and your wishes for the penultimate season.
Rebellions are built on hope.
If you live long enough, you see the same eyes in different people.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
All right, so the last time we saw Ahsoka Tano, if we're like going chronologically, she's left the Jedi Order after some things. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. You were talking about how much you love to talk about that. We were discussing that in the break there. I'm pretty excited about getting sort of a refresher from you on what happened with her, even though I know the basics. But then we go from that basically to her being Fulcrum and showing up in Star Wars Rebels,
right.
Which you haven't had a chance to watch Star Wars Rebels yet, which we're going to fix that, I hope, a little bit at least. So we know that season 6 is designed to help tell a story. What's going to happen. So why don't we do this? I don't know about you two, but I haven't really watched the trailer since Star Wars Celebration.
Yeah, nor have I.
Me okay, either. So let's go ahead and we'll watch the trailer together with you, Tristan. And then, and you know, we can get our reactions and our thoughts as we're doing that. And then we'll talk sort of about where things were at the end of season 5. Is that cool?
Mistake.
Maybe. But I have to sort this out on my own. Without the council. And without you. Where exactly are you from? I used to live in the upper levels of Coruscant. You're probably better off down here. With the Jedi running around, starting wars.
I've watched so many of my brothers fall during this war. Fives, Echo, Heavy.
Master Yoda, your thoughts on how to win the war?
No longer certain that one ever does win a war. I am.
You'll never see any Jedi around here. It's not safe down here. Things could have gotten messy for you. That's why I've got my ship.
What squad are you taking in?
Experimental Unit Clone Force 99.
The cavalry has arrived!
Glad to have you back, Commander.
The good is new. Maybe a little better.
Hoping for Kenobi. Why are you here?
Jeez.
I didn't even make it that far when I was watching it.
You didn't watch that part?
No,
you didn't see the ball stuff?
I didn't make it to that part, no.
Oh my gosh! That's nuts.
Why?
That's
like the part of the
Yeah, I didn't make it to that part.
Oh, wow. All right. So initial reactions on the trailer. I know we talked about this at Star Wars Celebration with JG when we did that episode. But kind of now that it's been a month or so.
I'm even more excited for it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Strangely. I'm really excited to see Clone Force 99.
Yeah, really we'll talk about that in a second. The Bad Batch, right?
Yeah,
we'll talk about that in a minute, and we'll show a clip from that as well. But since you hadn't seen the Darth Maul thing, you probably don't know about how they're filming that. What they talked about on that. You don't have any idea? Okay. So Ray Park, who played obviously Darth Maul in The Phantom Menace, right? He actually is playing a mocap version of Darth Maul.
Shut up.
In this. And so all the Darth Maul battle sequence between her and him and Ahsoka is actually Ray Park in mocap acting that out. And then the voice will, of course, be Sam Witwer.
That's crazy. Which makes it way more real.
Oh,
it's going to look amazing.
Amazing. And then Dave Filoni mentioned on the at the Clone Wars panel that he said that, you know, as much as people were disappointed in the battle between Kenobi and Maul as being so short and quick. You liked that? And I the twin set. You saw it with us, right?
Yeah, I saw it with you.
Okay, that's right. We did watch that with you. That being just so fast, though, a lot of people were disappointed at how fast that battle was. It wasn't like this big, you know, epic moment with it. He says they're going to be super excited about the battle between Ahsoka and Darth Maul. So we'll talk about that in a little bit later. But all right. So help us and our listeners maybe that are a little unclear, maybe hazy about what happened. Kind of what happened that caused Ahsoka Tano to leave the Jedi Order in the end of season 5.
Still a little fuzzy about
that. I'll give it basically what happened was... just a lot of betrayal going on within it, and like she just lost trust with the Jedi Order. So I don't really remember it very well.
The arc with had to do with
Barriss Offee.
Right? Yeah.
She was actually like a Sith, wasn't that it?
It wasn't a Sith.
She had rebelled against, and she was like setting up Ahsoka to take the fall for her.
Yeah.
With really it, crazy. And the Jedi didn't trust her, and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah. Like, you know, Ahsoka was even saying, I didn't do any of this. I wouldn't do any of this. I devoted my life to it. And then she became a fugitive. And, like, just a bunch of stuff happened. And then she's all like, I just can't because there's not enough trust in the Jedi Order.
She was proven innocent and was offered to come back, right?
Yes.
And then she declined the offer.
Okay. Yeah, and that's what we see at the beginning of that trailer. That's the sequence that we see with Anakin. And she's saying that she's going to have to figure this out on her own without the Jedi Order. And she's cut off her Padawan beads and given them back. And I guess she's even given up her lightsabers. Is that what happens there? Does she give up her lightsabers?
I think so.
Or they never got them back. I'm sure she had to surrender those when she
I think she had to give them back.
Some way or another, she does not have her sabers.
Because it seems like Anakin's giving her new ones.
Yeah.
In this one. Okay. Wow. All right. So there's three different, they've already announced that there's going to be 12 episodes in season 6. And there's three primary arcs that they're going to go through in season 6. We're going to break down each of those arcs. The first one.
Droids.
No.
I got a bad feeling about this.
No, thank you. That's good. No droids. We're going to start with the Bad Batch. What's the name of the clone?
Clone Force 99.
Now, let's do this. Let's watch the clip that they showed at Star Wars Celebration. So we can like get an idea what's going to be happening or at least what's happening in that. And then we'll come back and talk about what we expect with that. Okay.
That blast gave away our position.
Although getting shot down gave away our position.
Everyone, find cover. We'll hold this position and let them come to us.
I don't think so, Captain. That's not our style. We prefer going to them. Bad Batch, Planet 82. Shockwave.
Yeah, okay, so I guess, is this heavy that we're dealing with here? So heavy's picking up this, like, wreckage from some kind of crit.
Troop transport.
Using it as a shield.
So they're running like a football play almost. He's going to create this wedge in front of him to take out the battle droids.
It's like a mobile shield.
Right. So Heavy's pushing it out and they're shooting between it. I guess Tech is the one that came up with this plan, the smart one.
That was Hunter, the shockwave.
Oh, okay.
That was Hunter. What Tech's, I think.
Is that Tech?
That's Tech. He's telling him where to throw the grenade.
Okay, so they just throw this detonator, and Tech tells him what to do, and he shoots it up, and it...
Well, yeah, so Hunter throws it up. Tech throws, tells him where to throw it, Hunter throws it, and then Crosshairs shoots it.
So they're, like, calculating where to throw it? Is that what they're doing?
Right, and then Tech does that. Or Crosshairs does that.
I always wonder why they didn't use those more in the Clone Wars, those shock things that, like, shut
it. It might have something to do with disrupting the Clone Trooper armor.
Well, that could be.
There's sights and stuff.
Got spider droids on there. Oh, who is this one that's running through? That's Hunter.
That's pretty cool. And a knife. Probably a vibro blade. And then Heavy just goes up to one of the spider walkers.
Just basically crushes it with the...
Well, it tries to shoot, but it can't get the blaster bolt out, so it, like, overloads.
Wow. All right.
Dang.
So, I guess my first question is... trying to understand, have we seen the Bad Batch? I know that we've seen the
Scar Squadron. Is that what you're talking about? No?
No, who's Scar Squadron?
Oh, that's Clone Stormtrooper thing. I thought we were going there.
No. Yeah. What I'm talking about is that we had the Domino Squad that we talked about, yeah. But mm-hmm. Which ties into 99, which I'm assuming is tied into this.
Yes.
With it. But how have we seen the Bad Batch before this season?
No. Okay. This is new.
Well, it's not new. I mean, I know that they had storyboarded it, and right. They scrapped the idea when the season was canceled, the series was canceled. But they kind of created an unrendered version, like an uncomplete version, that they released at Star Wars Celebration a few years ago.
Right,
I think it's 2015.
Yeah, I think yes. So. Mm-hmm. Of some of these episodes with it, but what you know. What are your thoughts on this whole Bad Batch idea? And we'll talk about the storyline in a second, but just like these characters and where they come from and how that works. And I guess we've got Hunter, Wrecker, Crosshair, and Tech.
Yeah.
With what they do, so.
I love the idea. Basically, the idea is that they came out mutated in a way. One, you know, just like slightly mutated. One was more intelligent. One was better with a sniper. One was more close quarters. One was a little bit stronger. And then what they did is they mutated them further to amplify those attributes.
Oh, wow.
So the Heavy became super buff. The Hunter became, like, really good at close quarter stuff. Crosshair became amazing with a sniper. Tech became extremely intelligent. You know, huh. So they – it was desirable mutation.
Interesting.
So it's a specialized experimental.
So it's like X-Men meets.
Sorta. So
meets clones.
Sorta. That's, I guess. That's or weird. It's more Captain America.
Oh, okay. 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 I'll follow you on that. And do they like take the name of Clone Troop 99 as like an honor to the.
I'm sure of it.
To 99?
Yeah.
From the Domino Squad?
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it because 99, you know, he was mutated. He was just really the janitor of the of Kamino. And he proved to be a hero in season 3. And it was really sad. I almost cried. But I'm being completely real. And I think it just works well because 99 was mutated. But, you know, he didn't really get – he wasn't given a chance because he was mutated.
Mm.
And I think it's just inspiration from them because they were mutated. But they had a better chance.
Interesting. Now, you know, just to kind of give a little bit of a background on this, I took this from Wikipedia, which you do know that Turbis is mentioned on Wikipedia under the canon section.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to make sure.
Wait, seriously?
Well, yeah. It's under the Porg Stowaway section. There's a paragraph that tells the whole story of BB-8 naming him and the Turbis the Porg under the canon section.
Then why are we still Chris?
Because I want him to show up as Turbis the Porg being named in some Star Wars property. Okay. Get over it.
What? Wikipedia isn't Star Wars property? What are you talking about?
No, Wikipedia is not Star Wars property. Okay. The Bad Batch is an unfinished season of the Star Wars Clone Wars television series. The episode was originally intended to be the premiere of the 7th season, but production on the television series was halted before the episode was completed. Scripted by Brent Friedman, it is the first in a 4-part story arc focusing on a ragtag unit of clone commandos called Clone Force 99. And like I mentioned, the episode, along with the rest of its arc, premiered on April 17, 2015 at Celebration in Anaheim and was released on StarWars.com shortly after on April 29th, 2015. Are you excited about this arc of BB-8?
I'm just really excited for the new season.
Well, no, I get that, but about
I'm excited for the idea. I'm really excited for the concept of the idea of clones that are mutated. It's really nothing that you see in any other Star Wars content.
Right. Well, the clones are the clones because they're all the same.
Right.
These guys are, you know, different. But then one of the things that's become so beautiful about the Clone Wars TV series, the animated series, was that even though Rex and Cody and Fives and Echo and Heavy and all these guys, they all look the same. They're not.
Right. Exactly.
The same. They're all individuals.
They're people.
Right. You throw the clone helmets on them and they look like they're all the same, or even you look at them in a mirror, but then over the seasons you start to realize that there are unique individuals.
What was that one Jedi who turned out to be a really bad guy and Krell? I hated him. Krell.
I know who you're talking about.
Oh, he pissed me.
Yeah, tell
off.
Us about that.
Okay, so General Krell, he was there on Umbara, and it was originally Anakin leading the troops, but then Anakin was called to the council for something. I think it was, you know, he disobeyed orders.
No, really? Shock.
Yeah, okay. I was shocked too. And then General Krell came in, and he was really, he wasn't the best general from the clones' point of view, because he had the highest casualties out of any general in the Jedi Order.
He
wouldn't care about the clones' lives.
He thought that they were like expendable.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And that's just basically who Krell was. Then eventually, I think he tried killing clones because the clones were actually trying to finish the mission. He wanted to finish the mission, but in a different way.
Mm.
And he tried killing clones, and then he was suspended from the...
Wow.
Yeah. So
he was crazy. That guy pissed me off. angry with him.
I was like, I really just love the Clone Wars. It's like my favorite. That's why Domino Squad is my favorite arc, because it just shows that they're individuals that are all different. And then when General Krell comes in and like they just prove him wrong, it just is amazing.
Yeah.
Isn't he tough in those episodes?
Tup is in this episode.
Yeah. So then, you know, as we see this Bad Batch, or this, which is their nickname, right?
Right.
But this Clone Troop 99, Clone Force 99, and these different individuals, like, amped up, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they're actually
they're
given...
They're literally on steroids.
Well, they're literally... they're given the opportunity to be their own individual.
Exactly.
Versus being part of the group.
Being
collective.
Thrown away, almost.
Right. What do you think about the Bad Batch series of arcs and that episode that's coming, Tristan?
So can you repeat the question?
It's cool. Yeah. With them getting the opportunity to become these full on, mutations or individuals in this case, what are you looking forward to the Bad Batch episodes and what are you hoping, that we'll discover with that?
Well, of course I'm looking forward to it. Like, it just looks like a really fun and interesting arc, because then it shows more of the individuality of the clones, that they're not just, one big group of clones. No, they're individuals. And, I just think it's just the best idea to do it, because, like I said, they're just proves that they're individuals, and it also shows a different side of clones, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. What about you, Sam?
Oh, I've been pumped for it since I saw the clip at Celebration. I was immediately hooked. I just always loved the idea of specialized units and things like that. I've said this, I'm going to say it again, Scar Squadron.
Yeah, okay, so just go ahead and explain what this is.
They're a specialized stormtrooper group in the Empire that got a heavy, a sniper, a tech guy, a close quarters guy, I think it means.
Wrecker.
A wrecker, a big buff dude. They've got an
explosive. So they look guy. Similar?
They look very similar,
but they added a couple people.
They've added some others to it.
Their unit is number 99.
Where did they come from? Are they in the comics?
Comics. Or? Yeah, okay. They're
Storm of Crate, I think it was.
Storm of Crate is one of them, and then a lot of in the Star Wars comic.
Main one. Yeah. So.
One of them wields sometimes, most of the time, a lightsaber.
Yeah, the
lightsaber. Interesting.
Wields a lightsaber. So I have a theory about that, but I'm not going to get into it, because I've gone into it probably 5 times now. I'm super pumped. I'm excited to see where they go with that. I'm hoping that maybe the two are correlated somehow, but...
So, apparently the idea, the series is going to, or the episodes that aired had a lot to do, had the Rex and Cody leading the Bad Batch.
That's what I saw. Yeah, I was looking at...
To lead this situation. It's got to do with Fives and Echo and all that. So to explain kind of what happened in those four episodes that we saw from Star Wars Celebration. Have you guys watched those or read about them or anything like that?
No, not really.
Okay. So anyway, I'm interested.
I can't even really remember who Fives and Echo are.
Fives is the one that had the five.
He had the five on him, and Echo, I don't remember.
He repeated it.
Yeah, that's why they called him Echo, because he just repeated orders and stuff.
And they're the ones in that arc in seasons, the lost episodes. that you talk about with Domino Squadron at the beginning of those episodes. They're tied into that, and that's when the Order 66 stuff starts to come out and all of that. And so there's it's interesting. We're going to see some fun stuff with Rex and Cody. I have a feeling, which leads to, you know, Rex is not in Revenge of the Sith.
Right.
And we'll find out why in this season.
Yeah.
But Cody. Oh,
that is true. You know what Bad Batch kind of reminds me of? I got Republic Commando.
Yeah.
And it just reminds me of Republic Commando because that's kind of how it is. They're all different roles. Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, they don't really go on character depth because it's mainly focused on just the gameplay aspect of it. But it kind of just reminds me of it in a way.
Now, in the game, are they physically mutated to have those enhanced attributes or?
No. Okay. They're just regular they're just clones, more trained. But they're just more trained.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Cool. All right. Now, the next arc, the second group of episodes, is going to really deal with what happens with Ahsoka after leaving the Jedi Order. So let's watch that clip real quick. All right. So we got. I don't know if this is when Ahsoka's leaving the Jedi, or if this
seems like a few,
like some period of time later.
After. Yeah.
She's riding a cycle of some sort.
Yeah.
They're going through Coruscant, obviously. She's like in the upper levels, but now she's going down into, like she's trying to go down into the lower levels a little bit, and she's caught up in a traffic pattern with it.
Actually, she's like almost like lane sharing.
But then her cycle starts to malfunction.
One of the propulsors.
Yeah, I guess so.
Now she's hanging upside down on the bike.
Right. She's dodging a bunch of the speeders and. Kind of reminds me a little bit about that scene in Attack of the Clones when they're pursuing Zam Wessel.
Yeah,
Zam
Wessel. I think that's what they're kind of going for.
And maybe a little bit more about you'll talk about that a little bit later. I think that's like knocking off the satellite dish like on the Falcon.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So she knocks it.
And then the bike starts to malfunction again and she's like falling straight down.
Yeah, she's trying to get it restarted. She can't really. So she's about ready to crash like into the wall or something like that. So she starts running alongside the wall, trying to keep this thing going until she gets to this platform. She's crashing on the platform and rolling. There's one of those sisters, one of the twins that they're going to talk about.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. And then she almost falls down. Grabs a hold of the cycle. That's crazy. All right. So basically the second season 7 story arc is going to focus on basically a fugitive Ahsoka. She's refused to return to the Jedi Order. She's not a part of that anymore. As she goes into the underground, the underworld of Coruscant, the lower levels, and meets two sisters named Trace and Araba, and they've revealed at the Clone Wars panel that at least some of this storyline is going to take place on the fabled level 1313, which was going to be the setting of a video game that was going to come out.
Exactly what that is.
Yeah. So you know, what are your thoughts on that, Tristan, as far as just the storyline and level 1313 and all that?
Well, 1313 wasn't the best area in Coruscant. And it was just, you know, it's like I said, it's just not really the best spot. And it kind of, and looking at this clip, it kind of reminded me of how 1313 kind of started out in the trailer. So it was the gameplay trailer, actually. So from what I remember, it take place, I think it was Boba Fett.
Okay, yeah, it had to do with the bounty hunters in the underground.
So you were just on a ship. I think you were like smuggling some stuff. I don't really remember it very well. But something happened. You were like raided by droids or something. And then you slowly go down to 1313. And it's kind of like what this happened. She just had some malfunction in her bike, and then she goes down.
Yeah,
13th.
That's good. You know, Ahsoka or Ashley Eckstein, who plays Ahsoka Tano, she was on that Clone Wars panel. She said that a quote from her was, "We see her in Rebels, and she's come so far. We see her as Fulcrum. We see her as this leader in the rebellion, even. But we have to go back to the place where she's kind of lost." And this is what's going on. I think back at the trailer that we watched at the very beginning of the segment, where we see her like this in a lot of the trailer. But then when she gets those lightsabers from Anakin and she's with the clones at the end and she's with Anakin and stuff like that, does she look significantly older to you guys? Did you notice that at all on the trailer? It seemed to me that she looked a little different.
I didn't see any difference.
I mean, a tiny bit, but...
I saw the difference.
Yeah, so her facial features and stuff like that, they just look more mature. More like a bridge between Clone Wars Ahsoka and Rebels Ahsoka. It looked like she was sort of a mix between the two with it. I'm wondering how long she, you know, this period of time is between her leaving the Jedi Order at the end of episode or season 5 and the events of Revenge of the Sith. Do we know specifically how long?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No idea.
Interesting. Okay. Are you looking forward to this arc, Sam?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I'm just excited to see the underworld of Coruscant. I've always liked the down and dirty of Coruscant, so I'm really excited to see more. I wasn't really familiar with 1313. I had to have that explained to me. But yeah, no, I'm really pumped for that.
What about you, BBD?
Yeah, like you said, I'm really excited to see the underground of the levels of Coruscant. Coruscant's really a high and mighty kind of place on the upper levels. It's kind of like very formal and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then
like they're almost ignoring the plight of the people that are below them, literally below them, you know, not like figuratively like we think of in this world, like they're, you know, someone's below them, meaning like they're like not as good as you, but they're literally below them.
Exactly.
Coruscant.
Yeah.
With that, you probably have got a little bit more familiarity with the underworld because I know you've read all of the Lords of the Sith, and there's some of that in that book towards the beginning, that one Twi'lek that like goes down into the underworld.
In the Thrawn book, it has something to do
with it. Yeah, it does have a little bit of that as well. You're right.
I'm trying to remember.
She's like killing these guys that are like abusing women or taking prostitutes. The Twi'lek does at the beginning of that. Do you guys remember that?
No.
Did I dream this?
Yeah.
No, it's at the beginning of the Lords of the Sith book. Yeah, it is. You're wrong. Okay.
Oh, you're talking Lords of the Sith. I was thinking...
the comic books.
Vader.
No. Lords of the Sith.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, that's true.
I know I'm right.
There is something... I don't remember if it was a Twi'lek or whatever, but there was someone who was like baiting guys and then killing them.
Cham's and Doola's like right hand.
Right.
That goes down in there. It's a Twi'lek.
Yeah, so it was a Twi'lek.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, all right. The last segment is the one that everybody's been looking forward to for a long time, called The Siege of Mandalore. Let's watch that clip. So you've got some kind of an R2 unit or droid or something like that. You got Anakin.
Commander.
Yeah, Anakin. Obviously, he looks like Revenge of the Sith Anakin in this one. With an older-looking Ahsoka.
Mm-hmm.
And they're walking through, and all these clone troopers are saluting.
They shouldn't salute me anymore. Not since I left the Order.
It doesn't matter to them. It's a sign of respect. They know what you went through for them, day after day. Battle after battle. Means everything to the clones.
So they open up the door, and there's the 501st and Captain Rex are standing there. They're all in formation.
Company! Attention! Go ahead. They've been waiting to see you.
It's pretty amazing because they all have their helmets painted to look like Ahsoka's, you know, the markings on her head and stuff like that. Their colors and stuff like that. It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give him respect because she did so much in the Clone Wars.
And it's like an image you've seen.
As soon as Rex and the guys knew you were back, they got to work.
It's like the primary image from the Clone Wars saved stuff that came out during San Diego Comic-Con last year.
The paint job's a little crude, but we think it gets the idea across. Glad to have you back, Commander.
Rex, thank you. But you don't have to call me Commander anymore.
Sure thing, Commander.
That's funny.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so the story behind that that's really interesting for me is like, we hadn't started watching the Clone Wars yet. This is 2015, Star Wars Celebration. I go back and I watch the scene, the panel with Dave Filoni, with Pablo Hidalgo, and with Ashley Eckstein.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where Dave Filoni reveals that this was what was going to happen at the Siege of Mandalore, that Anakin and Ahsoka were going to come back together again. The question was always, what happened to Rex in the 501st?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's the question that was being asked.
I thought they became Vader's fist.
Later they did, but why aren't they at all involved in the Revenge of the Sith? Why aren't they with Anakin? why aren't they, you know, a part of all that? And where's Rex in this? You have Cody in Revenge of the Sith. He's the one that basically tries to kill Obi-Wan when Order 66 kicks in, right? But then you don't have Rex. Okay, so there was questions about, well, you know, well, what happens
to what happens to Rex.
We know what eventually happens to Rex because of Rebels. But where were they during this? Where was Rex? Where was the 501st?
How did they get there?
So they asked this question, and Dave was like, well, why don't I, you know, he starts telling the story, and he's got some storyboard art that he, you know, his book, his famous notebook, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where he starts showing picture.
In the Rebels panel, Rebels Remembered.
Exactly. So the pictures start going up on the screen, and Ashley's hearing this for the first time. Ashley Eckstein.
Really?
And she's like, yeah. And he's like, so, you know, basically, you know, the way that he talks and stuff. He's like, they, Anakin and her reunite. And she's actually recruited by the Republic and the Jedi Order to help lead a group in the battle, because everything's going on at the Battle of Coruscant. They have to go back to the Battle of Coruscant, so Anakin and Obi-Wan can't go to that. So she's recruited to take the 501st to Mandalore and to take on Darth Maul. And then he starts telling the story about how Anakin gives the 501st to her to do that. And they paint their helmets with this Ahsoka paint job and all this. And you watch Ashley Eckstein during this panel. And she's just like starts melting in her seat. And she starts crying over it. And that's what they were talking about at the Clone Wars panel when we were there. Because she started crying all over again when she saw this clip. He's like, but you know about it this time. You already knew what was going to happen. You've acted in it. She's like, but, you know, it's so emotional on that.
That's cool.
You know, what do you think this whole Siege of Mandalore thing is all about? Because we don't really know that story at all.
Beginning of Ahsoka novel, we hear the whole story of the Maul stuff.
Okay, so tell us about it.
Mandalore. I really don't remember it.
Spoiler alert.
It's been
it's been like 3 years for you.
Yeah,
since you've
3 years.
2 years
already. But I remember... that they talk a lot about Siege of Mandalore in the beginning and throughout the book. They talk about her present and then they go back to her past in between each chapter.
Right.
I really enjoy that book. but you talk about
If you want to buy that book or listen to that book, you can go to audibletrial.com/tatooinesons and sign up for a free trial for Audible.
Relentless.
Hey, no, it's free, right?
Might as well take advantage of that.
And we'll get paid if you try it. So anyway, go for it.
So basically you hear the battle between Maul and Ahsoka, you hear a little bit about Obi-Wan, I think at the very end, with the Siege of Mandalore, and it's just a battle between it. I don't want to give any spoilers.
Okay.
How the Siege of Mandalore kind of ends.
But is there really any conversation in that book? I don't recall. I've read it too, but I don't remember. It's been a while for me too. is there any conversation about Darth Maul in that?
In Darth Maul, in the present?
In the Siege of Mandalore.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
They talk about the whole battle between Ahsoka and Maul.
This, like, conflict, right? Oh. Okay. Interesting. I don't remember that.
It ends very good. I like the ending. I'm hoping they put it into the
clone. So are they basically going to take those sequences from the Ahsoka novel by E.K. Johnston and put that into a four-episode
into the past with the things, but the only thing they did with Siege of Mandalore was that first little section. But the rest was her past of different families, different homes she stayed at, which...
Cool.
Awesome. To add to that, you know, I don't really... I'm still, you know, playing Knights of the Old Republic, but in Knights of the Old Republic, the Mandalorians, they were all about war. But in, you know, the Clone Wars, they really...
They're pacifists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just don't really... They're just all war heroes in it, and they're just, like, that's all they care about. Mm. And that's kind of what the Siege of Mandalore is bringing out in them.
Interesting.
I don't know if they'll go exactly...
They have to follow the book, because the book's canon.
Yeah.
Right.
So you have a continuity error if they don't. But I'm sure we're going to get a lot more than that, including the big battle between Maul and Lady Tano, as he calls her, when they reunited to be at the... Twilight of the Apprentice episodes at the end of episode 2. Very exciting. Maybe, I don't know, does she defeat Maul in that sequence?
Well, let's just say, in the Siege of Mandalore, a lot of fanboys are going to be disappointed.
Oh, I can't wait for that. Bring it on, baby! All right. So what are some of your wishes for season 7? We'll start with you, Samuel. What are some of your season 6 wishes?
I don't know. We're getting Maul. We're getting Bad Batch.
You're getting everything
you want. I don't really think there's anything I'd want to throw in there.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay. BB Nate, you.
George Lucas, say for a second. Okay. I want a droids episode.
You're not going to get a droids episode. The droids episodes aren't that bad.
They're so bad. Slow.
Except for you, JG. You admitted you've only watched them once, too. So, all right.
But I really want the resolution of the whole series to come up.
I want it to feel like it's finished.
I want it to feel like it's finished. It never felt like it was finished in season 5.
Well, it wasn't finished, okay.
Well, I mean, with season 6, it was kind of just like those little arcs that could be thrown in.
These are basically anthologies.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But with season 5, never really finished. Oh, Ahsoka left the Order. We got Ahsoka, the book, but they had the Siege of Mandalore in it, but they didn't really give up.
We didn't get as much detail as you want.
More as I want.
Interesting. We'll really want to see a lot of Anakin and Ahsoka. Yes. I want things to happen between the two of them in this season that color and enhance and make the battle in Twilight of the Apprentice in season 2 of Rebels, the whole sequences there in that final episode of season 2, I want that to hurt even more because of what happens in this. I am a sadist. What about you? What are your final thoughts?
You know, I mean, I wish this would happen. I know it's not going to happen. I wish there was like more cool Grievous moments. I mean, obviously it's not going to happen. I mean, you never know.
Well, there's a trench in here. I'm sure.
Yeah, that is true. Grievous somewhere. Yeah, trench is really cool. But like you said with Ahsoka and Anakin, that when you think about it, they're really kind of opposites because Anakin fell to the dark side, right? But Ahsoka didn't, and like they kind of both were the same because they were both more human and they had feelings, which is why they both, you know, kind of left the Jedi Order.
Mm-hmm.
And Ahsoka didn't fall to the dark side, but Anakin did, which is mm-hmm. so.
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly what Ahsoka says in season 2 of Rebels when that's not the Jedi way, is what Darth Vader says to her, and she says, "I'm no Jedi."
Exactly. And touching on that, in the Ahsoka book, she's very, very not like a Jedi. She uses the Force. But she is not a Jedi. What? She just uses Force and kills.
So it's the beginning of June right now. So we got like July, August, September, October. Oh, we only got like 5 months
before. Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah. Just let us be on record that we probably did the first Clone Wars Season 6 preview episode in the world. So thank you guys for being a part of that. All right. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
Anything else?
Yeah, so Ron Howard believes that the trolls had a big impact on the box office challenges of Solo.
Yeah, he basically said that, you know, the Rotten Tomatoes, he's talked to people that know about how the Rotten Tomatoes and Screen Rant or movie scores and all that stuff are.
Metascore, probably.
And they were like, they were being cheated and it caused people to not go see the movie.
Yeah, which doesn't surprise me.
Definitely.
Yeah,
it was actually, he said this in response to sort of the Make Solo 2 happen, stuff that happened over the last week or so. Yeah, it's pretty cool. All right.
And you can't wear Star Wars costumes in Galaxy's Edge, not even the ones on sale.
Yeah, there's people upset about that.
And that's understandable.
And it's understandable because you can smuggle stuff in and or out.
Yeah, I get it, but...
But if you're 14 and under, you can't wear.
They're also concerned, you know, so smuggling stuff in is one thing, but they're also concerned that people may impersonate cast members in the thing and cause havoc or do things that, it would.
That makes sense. That's fair. Yeah.
I totally get that. All right. Admiral Ackbar actor Tim Rose was very disappointed in how Ackbar's story ended in The Last Jedi. He's not the only one. Makes sense. Lots of people were disappointed in their characters' arcs in The Last Jedi, including Mark Hamill. You know, you're all entitled to your own opinion, but...
And you're not a true Star Wars fan.
No, that's not true.
No, he's friggin' Ackbar. Yeah.
All right. This week's podcast poll of the week, since we've been talking about the Clone Wars, which season 6 arc are you most excited about when the Clone Wars returns in November? Bad Batch, Ahsoka Tano, Siege of Mandalore. Or maybe you can come up with your own one, like Droid arc or something. What do you? Which one are you most excited about there, Tristan?
Well, for me, probably Ahsoka's.
Ahsoka Tano's arc. All right. What about you, Samuel?
I think you can guess mine.
I don't know. Bad Batch? Yeah. Easily. What about you both?
I'm excited to see the how they portray the Siege of Mandalore.
Yeah, I am too. I've been looking for the Siege of Mandalore since I saw that clip.
All different opinions.
Yeah. No, we're both Siege of Mandalore, so we're good. All right, well, that's it. Tristan, great job.
Congratulations.
Awesome. It was great having you on here. What are you doing? What are you going to do? Oh, hold on.
Great kid. Don't get cocky.
Okay, yeah, no, I don't think he's going to. Yeah, so we've got a new producer this week. I forgot to mention that earlier, so I want to take some time to do that. We got DJ Blake.
That's cool.
Found our podcast through, I guess it was YouTube. So, what's up, dude?
What's up?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Found our podcast through YouTube, and he's an engineer. Sits behind a computer all day. So, I guess he's been listening to our podcast nonstop ever since, binging us. thank you so much. Great guy. Found us on Twitter, trying to figure out how to do the Twitter thing he said to me when he emailed me. But he's doing great with that. It became a $10 a month producer. So, he's also part of the Sticker of the Month Club. So, we'll be sending you a sticker for that. And he's a great guy. He's working at VBS this week with his family. He's got 7 kids. It's crazy. Awesome. Welcome to the show, DJ, one of our producers. We also want to thank the rest of our producers, Emily Hoffman, Eric McGilvray, and Ian Thompson. Of course, our senior producers. You guys are awesome as well. Kate Disney Lugers, Judith Jesse. Hi, Grammy. And Roberto Moreno, and then, of course, J.G. Kars, our executive producer.
And help your shift.
Yeah, hope that everything works out well, and that you can get back here next week and do the hot takes with us on Skype, okay? So if you want to become a producer, it's not that hard. DJ figured it out. You can figure it out, too. So go to patreon.com/TatooineSons. Look at the different tiers, the different options on there, the perks that come with it, and support family-friendly Star Wars podcasting. We'd love for you to be a part of that. We're on all the social medias, at TatooineSons, S-O-N-S, everything except for Snapchat, because I have no idea how that thing works. It confuses me. And give us some reviews. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to Spotify, wherever you listen to our podcast. Give us some reviews. Your reviews are our oxygen. Please share those with us. Tristan, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, glad to have you. And gentlemen, is there anything else you guys want to say?
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
This party's over.
Oh, man, I messed it up. We got to do that whole part again. Now we'll just finish the ending again. Anyway, Tristan, thanks for being a part of our show.
Hey, thank you for letting me on it.
It's like deja vu all over again, isn't it? Anything else you guys want to say?
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you, always.
This party's over.
I like that Wookiee.
Don't get technical with me.
Droid, please.
Yep, yep.
Tatooine Sons, the Star Wars podcast, is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or Disney and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The official Star Wars site is located at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, and all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after 22.50 a month. Credit apply within 2 bills. If canceled early, your remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6:30, 20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with auto-pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after 22.50 a month. Credit apply within 2 bills. If canceled earlier, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6:30, 20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with auto-pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.